this episode, I've got my husband here, Brad. Say hello.
Hello.
We thought it'd be fun to do a little segment where I've had my friend Taryn look up like a dozen or more weird pagan or witchy words that are hard to pronounce, and then she will text each of us with this word, and we try to say what it like, pronounce it correctly, and then guess what it means. And this is kind of born out of the struggle I've been having lately, actually saying words in my own like belief system, mainly because I'm a solitary practitioner and I never have to actually say them out loud. I read them, I say them in my head how I think they're going to supposed to be said, but I'm wrong a lot. So I guess without further ado, we will start this
terrible idea.
How confident are you, Brad?
Well, it feels like on a scale of 10, probably below zero, like it is outside.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so what I've done is I'll send my friend a text that Brad's ready for his word, and then she will go ahead and send it to him. So there might be a little bit of delay in between.
Oh, I have it's here.
Oh, it's here. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Try to say it.
Dude, it's such a short, simple-looking word that...
Okay.
Arete?
Okay, how's it spelled? A-R-E-T-E. And what do you think arete means?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Make something up.
Arete, they're ready to go yet? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't honestly
I have no idea what it means either.
Yeah, it's not even close.
So either. Go ahead and text her and tell her you want the pronunciation. She has all this all so right. That we know how the hell
good
to say these
God.
Things. Gosh, this is gonna like prove my amateur level. This is terrible. A-R-E-T-E. Arete? Arete?
Arete, yeah.
Is that the pronunciation? That
no, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to send the text?
Probably. And meaning, right?
Yes. So, yeah. Because you you didn't even give a real meaning.
I know. Okay. Greek. Hey, Arte.
Okay. So he said
it. Nailed it.
Yeah. So he nailed it.
Here, you read it.
Okay. I'll read it.
I'm not gonna read.
A Hellenic virtue meaning excellence. Arete. Arete is about being all you can be, the best at what you are, giving it your all, meaning your potential.
Ah.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Well, this is close on the pronunciation. Like, oh my God.
You nailed the pronunciation. You got like one out of two categories.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. She really picked some crazy ones. Okay. Brachere, it's B-R-A-U-C-H-E-R-E-I. Brachere is what I'm thinking it means, or it says.
Okay.
I'm going to say that it means, I am just winging it, some kind of like, since she went with something like potential in the last one, I want to say this one means like some kind of extravagance or luxurious thing.
it's just throw it up and shoot at it with an arrow.
I have no idea.
I'm not a vocab person anyway.
Oh God.
That's just, yeah.
I'm the worst witchy. Oh man. Holy crap. Okay,
I'm far
and it's
off for you.
I'm way okay. I'm really off. It's a German word. And the way it's pronounced is Braukere. So I wasn't terribly off,
no.
But I was off. And it means, and it's a Pennsylvania Dutch witches known as Hexenmeisters or Braucher are often but not always male. The magical system itself is called powwow or Braukerei. The system combines Christian prayers with traditional European folk magic and medieval Catholic charms. That's so cool.
Hmm.
So I learned
something. You were really close.
Yeah, it was really far off.
suck. At least you didn't just use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Like
oh my god. Yeah. You used it in a sentence, which is very scholarly of you. It's like, oh, you're little kids.
I know.
Oh my god. All right. Yours just dinged through.
Oh man. I'm gonna say candomblé. Candomblé.
Okay.
And candomblé would mean, I don't even know. Like,
to me, it's like someone a candle something.
That's what I was gonna say. Somebody, yeah. Like, I'm gonna say like some kind of candle burning something, but it's in a dome.
Just. Okay. Did you text her?
Yeah, I don't know what to send, really.
Just say ready.
That's way easier.
Isn't it way easier? There might be a delay with all this, but I can edit that out. I'm sticking...
Oh, goodness. Here, you read that, too.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's like a book.
Okay, so I think you got the pronunciation. Candomblé, is that what you said? Yeah.
Yeah, I said candomblé.
Okay, so it's... Yeah, there's no...
Candomblé.
Awesome. So you got it right. Yeah. It means dance in honor of the gods, and music and dance are an important part of candomblé ceremonies. Candomblé originated with African slaves in Brazil. It is a mixture of traditional Fon, Bantu, and Coruba beliefs blended with the generous portion of Catholicism. Catholic saints that bore a resemblance to the African deities and ancestor spirits were worshipped since slaves were persecuted for the worship of non-Christian deities. The African slaves also fraternized with the indigenous population of Brazil, and the commingling of indigenous beliefs enforced the belief in ancestor worship. So that's something. Didn't know that.
Did they say that would come from Cath?
It's mixed with Catholicism.
Well, I guarantee you, being a Catholic as a child, brought up that way, they never said that.
Well, that's not in Catholicism. This belief mixes Catholicism with it.
Oh, it mixes it with it. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I thought you meant like they took it from there.
Right.
The other way.
This one I know I should know because I've seen it before. It's Chaldean Cinque. Chaldean. See, it sounds like I'm sounding like I'm from Texas when I say this. Chaldean.
Well, yeah.
Chaldean.
South.
Chaldean sequence. And I'm guessing it's some kind of mathematical progression of numbers that probably corresponds with something geometrical, but I'm not positive. I'm not really sure.
Well, that's a lot better guess than I have. And it's nice that she knows you and me, so she sends me the simpler words, because she's like, well, it's Brad, and he's not a word guy.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay, so it's not Chaldean, it's Chaldean. I wondered. I almost said Chaldean. So the Chaldean sequence, or Chaldean order, is an ordering of the seven classical planets in order from the slowest moving to the fastest moving, as viewed from Earth. So, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Moon. The planetary hours are based on this sequence. See, I've seen that. I was actually...
So, yeah, you're in the...
It was roundabout. I was right. Looking in my planetary... I've got this new planetary planner thing, and I was looking in the back, and I think that's why I saw where I saw that word. Because I'm new to astrology for the most part, so... Anyway, you're next. Just type
all right, here we go. It's another short word. Thank you, by the way.
Thanks, Darren.
Yeah, I'm going to say Chiron.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, Chiron would be like maybe an object of like some kind of worship thing or something. Like, hey, instead of a sword or, like, you know what I mean? Or, like, some kind of symbol of something.
I gotcha. I actually know this one.
Oh, well, then, but no I'm wonder not... you laughed so hard.
Go ahead.
Good God.
Yay, I know one.
Yay. I know zero.
Okay, so. Your turn.
Oh, Chiron.
Okay.
Let's see. The wounded healer discovered by Charles T. Kowal. In 1977, this planetoid?
Mm-hmm.
Located between Saturn and Uranus, has developed a considerable following among modern astrologers.
Yes, yes.
So, Yep, not even close.
It's an astrological body. Okay.
Super duper.
I'm just putting the letter K and she's sending it. Docile, meaning, okay, shit. So this is maybe the worst witch ever because I cannot remember what Wendershins and docile. I think docile is clockwise. I'm going to say. If I miss it, I need to...
I'm going
to
say if you say it is docile, then you're just laid back.
So yeah, so it's either... Man, there's a bunch of different... So it's either diesel or docile or jeshel. Anyway, sunwise or clockwise. Woohoo! Symbolic of life, positive magic, and positive energy. Alternative spelling of D-E-A-S-I-L. So I said docile, it's diesel. Like, my cat is...
I don't spell mine. Okay. Like mine was actually the last one, the Chiron, was C-H-I-R-O-N.
Yep.
So you can see where I say Chiron.
Your turn.
Like Chiron. I send her a little thumbs up.
Right on.
Oh, my lord. Oh, man. Hydrargyrum? I'm sure there's some silent things in there, but... Hydrargyrum.
Okay.
I guess.
I'm coughing up a lung, sorry.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Okay, what do you think it means?
Oh, man. Hydrargyrum. I was close.
You were close.
Close. It's an old name for... Oh, I didn't even say what I thought it was.
Huh? Yeah, that's true. It's cheater, cheater.
This is what it is, because I think I know this one.
Whatever you're reading
it. It's an old name for the metal mercury, from Greek hydro, meaning water, and... yeah.
Okay.
Something meaning silver. See, there's even words in the...
Where?
Right there.
Man,
Right, there's words in the
phrase. A-R-G-Y-R-O-S. Argyros?
Euros.
Argyros?
Euros.
Maybe. That sounds good.
Euros. I love euros.
I'm hungry, damn it.
Thanks, Taryn.
Hepatoscopy. H-E-P-A-T-O-S-C-O-P-Y. Hepatoscopy. Okay, this has got to be something like divination or the study of...
Well, that could be. I have no clue.
I'm gonna say HEPA filter water. So I'm gonna say it's like water divination. Hmm. Like, you know, like water gazing or divination type thing.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see how far off I am. Oh, God. Okay, it was right on. Okay, it's called hepatoscopy is the right pronunciation, and then it's a divination through the use of animal innards, especially livers, when done with French hens, usually indicates cowardice.
Huh.
Interesting.
Wow.
So it was right on the divination, but not. My like logic through that was HEPA filters is like filtering air, and sometimes I don't know. I was way off.
Right.
I was way off.
It seemed like. That would have worked.
Right? It was wrong.
Oh.
Did you get a good one?
Yeah. Let's see here. Hyperapotheosis?
Woohoo! And what do you think
we'll
it means?
Go with that. Hyperapotheosis has got to be something scientific.
Okay, we've narrowed it down.
I think it's got to be something with, like, I don't know, astrology of some sort.
The study of something?
Yeah.
Astrology ways?
You know,
okay,
I mean, yeah,
that's
like
fine.
Planet wise, like, like.
Sure, sure, yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, like, oh my goodness.
I feel like...
This is a great idea.
Oh my God, I suck.
No pronunciation found, so I'm right there.
So you're just automatically right. Boom.
Well, that's not even close.
Oh, what does it mean?
The promotion of one's tribal deity to the rank of supreme being, as in Judaism, Christianity, or Islam?
Yeah, I wouldn't have any idea. That's not exactly our expertise.
Yeah, right? Like, hey, you made it this far. Like, you're going through, like, some process of, scientific process of becoming, like, it does, yeah.
Oh, man. This is an Irish one. I hated these pronunciations, or Celtic. Okay, Leanan, separate word, S-I-D-E-S-I-D-H-E. I'm going to say Leanan Sid. I know it's got to be Celtic or Irish. Those are some weird words. That's so it's Gaelic. Leanan she is what it's called.
Hmm.
So it's she. Interesting. A beautiful female in Celtic folklore. Okay, so I got the Celtic part, right? The rest is terribly wrong.
Oh, my God. things I've never seen before.
Oh, God. I need to read more.
She's
of
on
one.
It, too, man. She
I know.
List, it's like,
she does.
You, like, hit the thumbs up, and it's like, boom.
Here, fail.
I'm going to say, like, it's going to sound funny because, like, in my head, I want to say she-la-la.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
I want to say shillalog.
Okay.
Shillalog?
That sounds Celtic as well.
Right? Yeah, like.
So what do you think it means?
I'm going to say, I think it means, like, I don't even know. Like
something Celtic.
Right?
I don't know.
I'm going to say it's like some kind of book. I don't
It's a book. Okay. Dude.
I don't know. Like
okay.
Not good at guessing.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Shulali.
Shulali?
Yeah. A magical tool corresponding to the staff in other traditions. Usually made from backthorn wood.
So like a walking staff of some sort?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Oh, that's kind of cool. It's a way better word than walking staff.
Right, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. This has got to be German.
Shulala.
Shulala?
Shoot, I would think.
Yeah. Shoot, good God. Well, this is long. It's like a long German thing. Walpurgisnacht. That's what I'm saying. That's how it's pronounced. Walpurgisnacht. Oh my God.
Right.
What the hell? Wait, okay. I'm not looking. I think it means. Shit. What do I think it means? I think it means. I'm going to say it's a German dish to celebrate Christmas. I don't even know.
Even though you've seen how long the description.
Holy
definition
shit.
Of it.
Okay. Like, this, I'm not even close.
It's like a page of shit.
So it's not Walgenis. It's Valpu Regrisknot. And it's from Walpurgis Night, also known as Walpurgis. Shit! Walpurgisnacht in German is a holiday which occurs on April 30th in different parts of Europe. It's a holiday that is named after Saint Walpurga, and is a day that dates back to ancient pagan fertility rites. It's mainly celebrated in Germany, Sweden, and Finland. However, there are variants of this holiday which also are celebrated in the Czech Republic, Estonia, Slovenia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
Well, there's a really good reason why neither one of us know what the hell that is.
Exactly. My German roots are crying.
Yeah.
Sorry, ancestors, I suck.
Oh, nuh-uh. Yes. Literally, okay, alright. I'm going to throw this out there so everybody else can have their own guess at the same time.
Okay.
Yggdrasil.
You go. Pronounce that.
I know, but like, I want to throw out the spelling, because what in the world? Oh, man. I don't know.
Just.
Yggdrasil.
Yggdrasil.
I love it. Now, what do you think it means?
Yggdrasil means, like, to drag along.
Perfect.
You're trying to get somewhere, but you just drag along. Like, that's...
I love it. I love it.
I'm curious to see what the actual pronunciation is. Oh, it's Yggdrasil.
Yggdrasil? Okay.
Yggdrasil, yeah.
And what does it mean?
A huge ash tree in Norse mythology that overspreads the world and binds the earth, hell, and heaven together. One of the best known tree of life symbols.
So like as above.
It unites all existence from the underworld to the physical world.
Very cool. Oh, Jesus.
That's quite
She just sent me mine.
Not good. I hope it has 4 G's in it.
Zoroastrianism. I believe that's some kind of religion or faith. I'm going to say it's something in Judaism. Yeah. I have no idea, but I'm guessing something in Judaism. I'm probably way wrong.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's the pronunciation. Zoroastrianism. So, okay, that was close. Okay, a dualistic religion that was the official religion of Persia for 1,000 years from 600 BC to the 600s after death. It was founded about 3,500 years ago in what is now Iran by a prophet named Zarathustra. According to Zarathustra or Zoroaster, the creator of God, Aura Mazda, revealed the truth to him that formed the foundation of the religion. Okay.
Oh my.
This is the very last word.
This is it?
Get it right.
Oh my goodness.
It's all on your shoulders.
I'm ahead of you in pronunciation.
I think so.
I am
4,000 in definition.
Oh, that's great.
Like, one's a tree. Like, really?
It was good.
Like, I should have said firewood. I don't know. She says no more words.
Oh, that was the last word.
I pronounced no more words. Oh. I got it. And that means there is no more words.
Okay, I thought she meant that was the last word. There. Okay, so I've proven myself an absolute amateur as far as vocabulary.
I was pretty sure I was an amateur to begin with.
I suck so bad.
That was my least favorite thing of high school. Let's do vocabulary.
Oh, God. This was like pagan vocabulary, and it was awesome. So
it was interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I hope maybe you guys maybe did better than us. If you want to, I will post. If you want me to, I will post all of these words in the blog so you can see the spelling of all these things. And you can look them up yourself. I'm not going to post all of the definitions. I'm just going to copy and paste all of the words so you can see our struggle. Anyway.
I would like to think that Facebook Messenger is probably going to shut us down for the most random shit ever, but through Messenger.
Probably. Well, that was fun. Yay. Yeah. Yay. Okay, so thank you, Brad, for participating in my shenanigans.
Well, yeah. I mean, I had nothing better going on. It seemed like it was going to be interesting.
And yes, it was. Sure. Cool. Well, I have some other things to talk about, but we need to probably get a drink break, and then we'll come right back.
Sounds good.
Okay, we're back. We both have beverages and refreshments. So I wanted to talk about something that happened in our personal lives because I think it's relevant and other people might be able to relate to it. But my daughter came home sometime, was it last week?
Yeah, it was like towards the beginning, I think.
Right. She came home and she said, I have to tell you about something. Something happened at school today. And, you know, my first reaction was, well, crap. Like, what did you do? What happened? But anyway, she said that one of her peers, not necessarily a friend, but somebody at school, and mind you, we have a very small school. How many people do you think are in there 7 through 12?
7 through 12, there's probably 60-some.
Gotta talk.
60-some.
Okay. So, and this is 7 through 12, not just the high school, because they're all kind of lumped together. So she said some student came to school concerned and went to our principal because They heard from their parents that I am a witch, and they were concerned about my daughter being in school because I am a witch. Now, she said that the principal said it was none of her business, none of his business, and everybody should go about their way, which I do appreciate. But I want to talk about the fear behind why that student felt that she had to go to the principal, because they were afraid of, you know, a witch by proxy, basically. So I don't know. Okay, my cats are now fighting on the kitchen table where we have all our stuff.
Like,
stop fighting.
Go do something.
They're very naughty cats.
Good God. That's why we can't have anything nice.
All right. So I just wanted... I want Brad's opinion first before I give mine. So how did you... When she told you about it, how did you feel?
Well, when she first brought it up, I was like, that's funny. Because we don't... I mean, it's not a big deal to us. So I thought it was like, oh my God, this kid's so scared that he's going to go talk to an authority person in school.
Exactly.
Because they're fearful of what a witch is. Now, from my opinion before...
Before what?
You know, when we had the witch podcast a while
back.
Oh,
like, what is it?
What is it?
Right.
It's just, it's one of the things where, dude, it's not a movie.
No.
You're not, like...
This isn't The Craft.
No.
It's not.
Good God.
It would save a lot of money if I could just, you know, wave my hands over my head and be a blonde or a brunette, but...
It also made me think, well, it's kind of funny that they just, by hearsay, they're like, oh my God, they're a witch. What are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, when she first went to that school, all those kids were like, what religion are you? What do you do?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what church do you belong to? Like, well, I really don't. And they're like, oh, my God, you worship the devil.
Yep. They were very upset when
so
she
it's
wouldn't.
So it's very one-sided, and it's just uneducated about those things. It's stupid.
It comes down to ignorance.
It also comes down to, hey, let's have adult conversations.
With
adults and not
yes.
in front of kids. Like, when we were kids, they didn't talk about
absolutely
important things like that in front of kids because they know kids will talk.
Right, right.
And they don't know what they're talking about. So,
yep.
To me, it's whatever. I mean, you're already to the point where you're like, hey, everybody, this is what I do.
Right, and I'm not hiding any of it at all.
Community finds out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're going out and trying to push it like...
No, I'm not...
Going to knock on doors and handing out pamphlets.
I'm not Jehovah's Witness. I'm
right.
not knocking on their doors. Have you heard about my Lord and...
Right,
you know,
not soliciting witchcraft. But at the same time, like, yeah, it's just...
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it... At first, I don't know. At first, I just was a little pissed off. Not at the child, but I was pissed off at the parents. Like they must have said something to put fear into their kid enough where their kid felt that they had nowhere else to turn than to go to the principal and ask about it. And to me, that just... I had a little bit of resentment and anger towards the parents. And
also,
that's based on... I'm sure that comes from a pure ignorant place. That, like, they'd had no... intelligent
right.
thoughts about it, so what usually
what comes
forward
back
is fear.
To Hollywood.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And well, it doesn't. How many churches in our town is what, like 300 people?
Almost
300 people, and there's like 11 or 12 churches.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 if you count the Mormons, which is out of town.
Right. So there's 7 churches in a town of almost
in the county.
Less than 300 people.
Yeah.
So that's
and Hyannis is the biggest town. There's 3 towns
right.
in the county.
And we're the large, we're the county seat.
Like, we're the county seat. And like, literally, the sign actually says 287.
That's right, yeah. So it's a small town with a high concentration of churches and religions in it. And I don't know. I was really upset at the parents. Like, what kind of fear did they have to, like, project to make that child go, shit, I need to go talk to the principal because there's a daughter of a witch and who knows what she might do.
At the same time, the kid might not have even been scared.
She might not
because,
have.
Because, kids nowadays, like, have this longing for attention.
This is true. This
so
is very true.
Maybe they're like, oh my God, I'm going to be the first one to tell everybody.
Right.
And they're going to get, everybody's going to know and be like, oh yeah, I started the whole thing, you know? Okay.
They're going to be the first one to scream witch.
Right.
Holy
yeah.
crap.
Like, oh my God.
Yay.
Yeah.
So it was funny that this happened the week that the anniversary of the witch trials happened. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was very coincidental. But anyway, she could have just come from a complete, like, curiosity spot. But Maddie did say that the kids then questioned her. You know, when the principal had no answers for them, then they did question her. Like, you know, they, and my daughter's very
calm. The teacher did too, I think.
Yeah, one of the teachers had quite a bit of questions. And a very religious teacher at that had a lot of questions about, you know, does that mean I'm going to hell? Of course, which Maddie said, well, she doesn't believe in hell, which blew that person's mind. They asked her if it's hereditary. They did ask about my mediumship stuff and asked if Maddie also do that.
It has to be hereditary because, like, if you look at DNA, like, every once in a while, there's a witch hat that shows up.
Like, it's the witch gene. Like,
do, everything's good. Witch hat.
Right? So, but they did, which this kind of had a positive spin on it because she has been, you know, there's certain kids in that school have really given her a hard time since she's been there 2 years, right? Gonna be 2 years.
Yeah.
So she's had a really hard time with some of the students. One, because, you know, the boys, she won't date them. So then immediately that, well, if you won't date me, you're obviously a this or that. And there's some jealousy and some things with some girls. So she did say, since everybody found out at the school and had that gossip running through, that she has had less problems because now they're a little bit weary of her because she left.
You're gonna curse them.
Yes. And she kind of left it open when they asked her, well, can you do the same things as your mom? She was just like, like, maybe. She kind of left it open. She didn't say yes. She didn't say no. But
which is perfect.
Which is absolutely perfect. I thought she played that so nicely. So now she said, you know, there's no whispering, you know, names to her in the hallways. People are giving her a nice wide berth when she goes down the hallways. So I think she actually had a better week this week.
Yeah, seemed to.
She seemed more chipper. She seemed like there was less drama. She turned off all the lights downstairs when she would come upstairs and clean the kitchen and the floors like twice this week. Did you notice that? So she must have had a good week. Or she wants something.
Yeah, because I was sitting on the couch and my head was, you know, exploded open.
I know.
It blew my freaking mind.
Yeah, it's like, they should accuse me of being a witch way more often if she's going to clean the house.
Right?
So it actually ended up being just fine. I have my own resentments towards that sort of thing, so I have to deal with that myself. But I thought it was something that I could share because I'm sure other people have experienced your outing. It's not like I hide it. I have a website. I have commercials on the radio. I have this podcast. I have websites or web pages or Facebook pages. So it's not like I'm hiding it at all. And I dress weird. You know, I have giant combat boots and I dress in black most of the time. Not because I want to be, like, dark and mysterious, because I genuinely like wearing black. However, I guess people around here aren't observant and they really didn't notice, I guess. My shop's an hour and away, so maybe they just out of sight, out of mind. If I had my shop here, maybe they would have noticed a lot sooner. But
if your shop was here and it was a bigger town, like, we'd go to the grocery store and people would just let us go to the front of the line to get us out.
Absolutely.
No, I don't think they're that bad. But
I'm excited. We actually don't live in town yet. We live out on our ranch, but we're moving into Hyannis, hopefully within the next couple months. So it'll be interesting once I move to the town and I'm present. I'm anxious to see how people react. If, like you said, we'll either be like the most popular house on Halloween or the one that they are most afraid of.
Yep.
So I'm excited for that sort of stuff.
Hopefully most afraid of. I kind of want to jump out of the tree.
Oh, God, yes.
Shit at them, you know?
Oh, that'd be so. I'm dressing in like traditional, like, witchy. Not that I don't have like five different witch costumes, but I'm gonna pick one of them,
right.
And I'm gonna dress, you know, the stereotypical.
You should dress up like Latrine.
Oh God, she's so pretty. If you guys don't know who that is, that's the witch in Robin Hood Men in Tights. It's like one of my favorite movies of
it's
all
amazing.
Time.
It's an awesome
yes,
movie.
Mel Brooks is amazing, and yeah, there's just nothing that he puts out that wasn't classic and perfect and absolutely vulgar in places, but so, so good.
Well, yeah, because you wanted to break the politically correct. Like, stop being so uptight.
Absolutely.
Stop. Just
Mm-hmm. Fucking lay it out there. It's fun and funny, and who cares?
Yep, absolutely.
Stop taking things so personal.
Yep. From here, I kind of wanted, because I've seen it on the news, and it's been in the news for a couple years, but it has, there's a new thing, like witchcraft activism. And what it is using your practice to help influence, you know, world events or leaders or whatever. 2 years ago, or how long, was it more than 2 years? 3 years now. Brock Turner case happened. Oh, yeah. He was the guy who got off light for raping that girl. And there was a bunch of witches that publicly hexed him. Said, hey, we're going to do this on this date. We're going to, you know, a certain woman was going to lead it. And they went ahead and were basically trying to speed up karma since the justice system completely and utterly failed.
Oh, big time.
So, in the news now is, I think, mostly I've heard about them, you know, hexing or trying to influence Trump in any, in certain ways. I want to say they did Kavanaugh too, but I'm not positive on that. I'd have to look it up. But I just wanted to talk between a, you know, somebody who completely doesn't, you know, my husband does not partake in my practice. There's really not a whole lot that he, you know, he's good about it. You're open about it. But I also thought it'd be cool to talk to you about this whole witchcraft activism movement that has been popular in the last 2 to 3 years and it's gaining momentum, and the ethics behind it. So what, how do you feel, I mean, how do you feel about the Brock Turner case to start out with?
Well, I mean, it's bogus. Like, the guy did what he did, and I don't know, to me, that his parents, somebody, they were in cahoots with the judge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There was payoff. It's, I'm an eye for an eye guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
You did bad, you get it right back.
Right.
I mean, but.
So do you think what they did by hexing him was ethical?
I mean, I don't know. Everybody has their own ways. I'm, you know, like, I sat there and was like, man, I just really hopefully that guy has some trouble, you know.
Right.
Because that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hexing him or doing whatever they want to do, that's their own thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the whole world needs to know mm-hmm. what they're doing. I mean, everybody has their own ways of being like,
right.
I hope that guy, what comes around, what goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I think it depends on your intention and it depends on the circumstance, because I think ethics when it comes to this sort of thing all depends on the target.
Right.
I think a lot of it depends on the target. And this man, you know, for me, he obviously got off way, way easy. So if this group of witches decided this is how they wanted to, you know, help the karmic turnaround, then so be it, if that's what they wanted to do. I'm sure there are other people around the world that are not, you know, practicing witchcraft that were praying for justice or praying for this or that. And to me, there's, when you, you know, perform a spell or do any kind of hexing, it's just, you know, praying on steroids. It's doing it a different way.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't see anything wrong with it. Now, how do you feel about them hexing world leaders?
Everyone else does it, like just like that
mm-hmm.
that other case. It's the same thing. They don't believe this should be, so let's try to send some energy or something mm-hmm. out there to get them to sway the different the way they would like them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I have those thoughts, but I don't.
Right.
I'm not one that acts on them. You know, it's
right.
like they do what they do. I mean, you can't mm-hmm. control people. People do. You can do whatever you want to do. We live in a free country.
Right. They're not. For me, they're not physically attacking anybody. They're not sending a physical threat. They're not saying, I'm going to do anything
right.
violent. They're just using their craft to project the energy out that they want back.
Right.
I guess.
And that's fine.
So, to me, I have no problem with it. I kind of just wanted your take on it, because I think a muggle take is an important one, because it's in the news. I see it on my Facebook feed. Oh, these girls are doing that, or this group is doing that, and I just wanted to know.
If it's okay for somebody to get on whatever they want to get on and be like, oh, please pray for these people, or please pray for that, or pray for this,
mm-hmm.
or pray that that doesn't happen, well,
Absolutely.
What's the difference?
Yep. Okay.
It's just a different way of doing it.
Yep. I agree. No. Well, I appreciate your honesty and your candid opinion.
Yeah, you know.
I don't tell him a couple days in advance what I wanted to talk about because I just wanted his honest opinion about it.
It gives me way too much time to think about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. He didn't.
I'm gonna wing it.
Honestly, if I told you 2 days ago, you would not think about it again until right as we're talking about it, probably, anyway.
Yeah, if I know too far ahead of time, then, like, all those thoughts have left my head, because I'm like, I deal with it and let it go. You know what I mean? That's an easy, it's so simple, like, deal with what you gotta deal with and let it go. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh, I got you, got you.
So.
Well.
Boom goes dynamite.
God.
I'm sorry, I don't know what, that's just funny.
It's alright.
That thing cracked me up.
Oh, we're so... We're so professional. We're all...
Well, if we're supposed to be professional, they'd put us on the radio.
We'd be getting paid for this.
Yeah.
We're not.
No. No.
I'm
just hoping people listen to our mumbo-jumbo.
Exactly. Nope. My goal is just to get other people to listen because I think that it's the having a family that's not all witchy. We have, you know, my daughter... doesn't fully embrace everything that I am, but she will. And my husband is very open-minded, but a muggle. He does not ask to be included in any of my rituals or crafting or anything like that, but he's very supportive. So I just think the things that happen in our personal life are relatable, and hopefully someone out there that's going through some of the similar things can feel like they're not so alone.
Right.
Because sometimes I do. I know there's plenty of people out there going through probably the same damn thing.
There's like 8 billion people.
Exactly.
On this planet. You're not the only one feeling this. You know
I know.
What I mean? And I'm not preaching to you. I'm just saying, telling everybody out there that.
Absolutely.
There's never one time that you're the only one thinking the same. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Everybody's,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. So anyway, go ahead and please hit the subscribe button. We are on iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Rate us because that's how we get lifted up in the search listing. So make sure you hit like and rate us. If you think I suck, go ahead and say I suck. I'd love to know any kind of feedback. You can hit me up on Instagram at Sage Stone and Candle. That's my business. Business site. You can get on Facebook and go to the Witchy Woman podcast group, and we go ahead and discuss topics ahead of time. I'm going to start doing some contests and extra content there. We'll be doing some live videos as well. You can also go to Twitter at Danae_sweet_. That's DANAE_SWEET_. Where else can they get me? Oh, you can go to thesagestoneandcandle.com and check me out there, or danaesweet.com if you want to read a little bit more about who I am and what I do in my other work, I guess, other than podcasting. I go ahead and you can read all about my mediumship and how that came about. Like, subscribe, and give us a rating. I love any kind of feedback. Oh, and you can also get me on email. If you would like to email me, it's danae@danaesweet.com. You can email me with content suggestions, questions about any of the episodes. And if you would like to be on an episode, if you are a writer, if you're a blogger, if you're fellow podcaster, or just a witch who would like to get their opinion out there, please go ahead and email me and maybe we can get you on. Okie doke. That's all I have for this episode. That's it. That's all you got?
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.